It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We're here at the Barn in New Knoxville. Our Indians are undefeated at 7-0, taking on the also 7-0 overall undefeated, and both teams undefeated in the MAC. Taking them on tonight, the New Knoxville Rangers finished off the last two sets against our JV team. So Indians won the first match, but we lost the match 2-1. So New Bremen, New Knoxville, Marion Local, Fort Recovery, all 2-0 in the league, all also undefeated overall. New Bremen leading it at 10 and 10 wins, no losses. Marion Local with 9 wins. New Knoxville and Fort Recovery each with 7 wins overall, and all 2-0 in the MAC. So it's going to be a barn burner. And we're in the barn, so let's not burn this barn. But it's going to be this is going to be one crazy match. And found out earlier today that if you want to watch this, NK Telco is broadcasting all of the games that are here in the barn. So you can go to NKTelco/sports, and I believe that it is $10 per game, but I believe it will be well worth it. And if you're going to come anyway, you're going to spend $6. If there's two of you, you're still ahead of the game. So I would say it's probably going to be worth your effort and some money to check that out. And you can watch it and try to coordinate our audio with their video. So I think that's going to be something well worth doing. I know a lot of you have not had a chance to see these girls play. And we played Liberty Benton last Saturday, defending state champions. They were 6 foot, 6'1", 6'3", across the front, and had as much slam power, I'll call it, as the Indians. We were just a little bit better on the serve receive, but man, was that a contest, and that was exciting. It was. I just wish people could get to see that. So we'll have our video working at Fortsight Fieldhouse sometime. They sent us for our NFHS network. They sent us a defective camera, so they're working on getting that replaced. It may be done, but we don't have a match again there till next Tuesday. So by then it should be ready to go, so you can at least watch them on TV, even if you can't be at the matches in person. But our Indians are electric, and they are just one of four undefeated teams in the MAC, and several outstanding teams are below that. Minster's 1-1 in the league. Versailles is 1-1. Coldwater is no wins, two losses. St. Henry the same. And we know that St. Henry and Coldwater have great programs. Versailles, former state champions. Minster's always tough. And Parkway, we played them a couple of weeks ago, last week, I believe, and they were tough. So it's a really, really tough league, and all up and down our schedule is tough. So some of the things we have coming up tomorrow: football at home versus Santa. That'll be the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and you will be able to watch that on the NFHS, National Federation of High Schools, NFHS Network. And it's $10.99 for a month, or the better deal is $69.99 for a 12-month subscription. So that gets you all the way till next September with everything that goes on at the football field and also in the gym will all be on. And all, fortunately for us, all of our football opponents on our schedule that our away games also have the NFHS. So Parkway, a lot of our fans got to see that game. Coldwater, a lot of fans got to see that game. And we'll be playing Versailles next Friday and they also have the NFHS network. I believe they may have the Tigers audio tied with that. At home, you'll be listening to our broadcast, which is usually Joe Bruns and Jeff Hobbs. This week, neither one will be here, and it will be everybody's favorite, Bubba and Fee. They will not do as good a job as Jeff and Joe, but they will do a very good job. There's just nobody better than Jeff and Joe. So that's tomorrow night at home versus Anna, Fort Recovery Radio audio, NFHS video, and it will be tied together. So if you get the NFHS, you'll also get our audio. And Saturday, our girls play volleyball at Arcanum. That is a 1 p.m. JV start, and that will be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Next week, volleyball at South Adams. As of right now, we are planning to broadcast that. But if WPGW is back and ready to go, we will simulcast Rob Weaver's call of that. But you will be able to hear it. Tuesday, volleyball at home versus Marion Local. And Thursday, volleyball at St. Henry. So a big full week. Those two games are scheduled to be WPGW broadcasts, and so we'll simulcast those. If it's not theirs, we will broadcast it again. Friday, football at Versailles for Recovery Radio and NFHS video. Then Saturday, volleyball at Ottawa Glandorf. And I believe I just got word that the JV match has been moved from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it will be Fort Recovery Radio broadcasting that. So that's what's coming up. Again, if you want to watch this match tonight, nktelco.com/sports, and it's $10 per game. So we'll be back in just a minute, right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back here at the barn at New Knoxville. Again, I want to mention again that if you want to watch this match, you can go to nktelco.com/sports. And it's $10 per game, and I guarantee you, you won't regret spending that $10. It's this should be a barn burner. We've had some great, great matches this year, and this is our first one against an undefeated MAC team. It's only 2-0, but there's four teams at the top, and this is gonna one of them is gonna lose tonight, and it better not be us. what do you think, Diana? You think
it's gonna be a battle? I guarantee it. We gotta be on our A game. This New Knoxville team is really, really good. So.
Yes.
I know they have a few lineup changes. They had a recent injury, but but the six they got on the floor are solid.
It's just a matter of getting used
to the position you're in.
I think, remembering from last year, and I don't remember who all they lost, but they were deep last year. Unless they lost everybody, and their JV team is very good. I'm sure they didn't skip a year anywhere. They're just so good, and especially most girls' sports, but this one is really something. Yep. They're just really good.
Yep.
So, what are you thinking about what we might want to do tonight, or what we don't want to do, or
We have to keep. I think what's keeping us in every game right now is our passing and our defense. I mean, serve receive is. You know, that's the first step to running your offense, and it's been pretty. You know, I'm knock on wood. It's been pretty spot on. So I think we got to keep doing that and keep playing the defense we've been playing. It's just been outstanding, I think. You know, because without serve receive and defense, you can't use your hitters, and we got some pretty big guns that we need to take advantage of. So.
Yes. As far as big hitters for them, do they have some big hitters,
they
too?
Do.
I know
they have
solid all the way around.
Yeah, they're solid all the way around. I think their two biggest girls are going to be both Henshins, Carson and Avery.
I'm tired of hearing the name Henshin for the last 35 years over here. They're all really good.
They're all really good, yeah.
And, they wear me out.
Yeah, those two athletes, I have them on my club team, and they're pretty fun. Avery's coming off of a torn ACL from last year, but I think she's just as solid. And, you know, if you know anything about therapy, you know that her knee is probably better now than it was before. So, and, she, you know, I talked to her before the game, and she says she feels good. She's really enjoying the year so far.
Well, that's good.
You know, and then you've got Carson, who's grown about 6 inches since the last time I think I saw her, you know. She has just gotten really tall and strong. I've seen her hit, and she's really hitting strong.
Yep.
They moved Ellie Belly. I call her Ellie Belly. They moved her out to center for some reason, which she does a great job. She's one of those utility players you can just do anything with.
Yeah, put her wherever you need her, and she'll just be great.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yep.
Yeah, and Flutter John, of course, you can't go wrong. That girl's going to get to every ball you put over there.
Yep.
So.
She did that last year.
Yep. She is going to get to every. Thing. And then Morgan Leffel.
Kind of like her mom did back 25 years ago, or whatever that was.
Absolutely. So rounded up with Morgan Leffel. You just got some great athletes over there. So
now,
it's
are
gonna
we going to be
game.
Able to, is it going to be to our advantage to keep that aggressive serve?
Yes.
Or is this one that it will not, a team it won't work well against? I guess we'll have to see.
I think we'll have to wait and see. I think depending on who you target, it could work into your advantage, but we need to keep it aggressive. I don't think it'll work quite like it did with, you know, the non-MAC teams.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't know how to play as well,
right.
I should say. I shouldn't say they don't know how to play it.
And they don't know how important it is because, you know, when you're playing in the MAC, you have to think about every single part of the game and how you can take advantage of it. And, you know, we got some pretty fantastic coaches in the MAC. And, you know, they got it all figured out, you know.
And we might do it like we did, I think it was Liberty Benton, where we hit, like, over a couple of sets, we hit 30, 40, 50 aggressive serves.
Uh-huh.
And then dinked one over the net and dropped it right in front of somebody.
Yep.
They had no idea that was coming.
Yeah, and I think that was Travis's game plan.
That might happen.
Yeah.
We might be able to pull that once or twice a match, but that won't. We can't rely on that to win a game.
Yeah, that really, I think, in the fourth match against Liberty Benton, that was a change. I think short serving really made the difference. They couldn't run their offense, and we were able to get a bunch of points off of them. So
and
that's key.
Let's just at least say hi to Susie since she's here. We've been leaving her out of her conversation.
You're doing just fine.
I don't think I saw you in my peripheral. So.
I'm doing some scouting up here.
Perfect.
In the nosebleed section where we're at, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So they're getting ready, I believe, in just a minute or two. As soon as they start winding things down to do the introductions and the national anthem, which is right now.
Yep.
We're going to take a couple of minute break here. We'll be back in a little bit.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kalp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Okay, and we're back. We're back here at the, I don't know, what do you call this?
Barn. The barn.
The barn.
Yeah.
This is the barn. Well, that
this
makes
sense. This is barn. The
barn. That makes total sense.
You mean to do kills?
Yeah, yeah. Right, barn burner. That makes sense, yeah. We don't want to be burning any barns down.
We're just about ready to start the match here tonight. Yeah. So starting lineups for the Lady Indians, Lily Luthold, Whitley Rammel, and Marissa Garkey in the front row. Back rows, Kiki Hope. Kiki will be replacing Grace Guggenbiller and Paige Fortcamp. For the Rangers, they have Carson Henschen, Avery Henschen, Morgan Leffel, Melissa Waterman, Haley Fletterjohn, and Ellie Gable. So the Indians will start off serving tonight. We need to get off to a fast start.
Yes, we do. We need to come on strong. We'll see what we can do. Hope back to serve.
You do them, and us, and I'll do them.
Okay. Back set to the right side of the tip over by Morgan Leffel.
Just over our block. She saw a big hole. She was a little late, so she had to tip it. So we just need to learn to read that. And
Indians down 1-0.
Yep. So a good spot by Morgan Leffel. Indians back to serve receive. Marissa, to Hope. Middle hit to Marissa, and she goes down. Oh, and they make a nice, nice stabbing play out of that. Marissa down the line, and she nails it. So Ellie Gable can't quite hang on to it. Nice hit by Marissa Garkey.
Ties it up. Indians 1-1. Back to serve for the Indians is Marissa Garkey.
Yeah, we'll see if she can get some points. Nice short serve
by Marissa.
To Avery, to Ellie. And blocked by Whitley Rammel. And Carson Henson takes it. And somebody back row attacks. Oh, I Carson must have gotten in front of the 10-foot line. Yeah. So back row attack by Carson Henson. So Marissa gives us a point. Up 2-1, Indians. She puts it right in the net. Yep. Puts it right in the net. You know, Marissa has made a comment to me that she gets so nervous when she's back there serving. I'm like, girl, you just need to relax and take a deep breath. Morgan Leffel serves it. Marissa to Hope. And we got a free ball it over back in the corner to Ellie Gable. Back row attack, Carson Henson. Kiki out to Paige. Down Paige for camp with a absolute bomb. Nice hit. Nice hit. So that was a Kiki feed. Hope had to take the dig, and Kiki becomes our setter at that point, and Paige just mashes it. So nice play by Paige Forkamp. Kiki back to serve. Nice target. Ellie Gable can't quite handle it at the net, and I think this might be four. Nope, and we're just blocking like crazy. I think Todd might have missed a four call. I don't know. Nice hit. Nice heads-up play by Avery Henson. So 3-3. Tie ball game. What's that?
You want me to do their serving?
Yeah, I can. I'll do these guys. You do us.
Okay.
Oh, Paige with a...
Just a little deep.
Hit her out of bounds. A little long on that one.
Yeah,
so
just a little
point
deep.
For the Rangers. Indians down 4-3.
Yep, so Avery Henson back to serve. Grace. Grace Guggenbeller getting us a bomb.
On the slide.
Yes. I'll tell you what, that
big
slide
is. Hole, wasn't it?
That
wow.
Slide has been pretty, pretty, pretty. That's what we like to see. So coming in for the Indians, we have Emma. She is going to replace Lily. And then Mara Pearson is going to come in and hit for Hope. So this will be Mara's, I think she got in one game before
a couple points.
There, yeah. So we're going to see what she can do for us. And a colleague back to serve.
4-4 Indians.
Nice
good serve by Emma.
Yeah. Ellie out
to the outside.
Henson, who just bombs it down the line. You know, with that height, I mean, you've got to get up with her, and we'll see if Mara can hang.
Get some hands on that.
Yep, got to get a hand on it. Nice play by them. So Fletter John gets an ace. I think Emma lost her wheels on that one. She hesitated, and Marissa, not quite the pass we needed, so we'll see if we can get a regroup here. So back to serve, Fletter John. Marissa. Emma out to Paige. Boom. Just protect your face. Yeah. So Avery can't quite handle that bomb by Paige. So nice play by the Indians. Indians down 5-6, and Paige Forkamp goes back to serve. See if she can get us some here.
Back to serve, Paige. Good serve.
Nice.
Set to the outside to Henson.
Henson. She gets a kill.
Got a right. hand on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we did. Mara got her hand on it, so that's good. So nice hit by Carson Henson. And back to serve is the one girl I can never remember her
Waterman.
Name. Yeah, Melissa. Yeah. So Marissa gets a nice little short dig. Nice. Go, 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 go. Nice hustle. Nice hustle. So Ellie gets a kill off of the set, the second hit. So that's what you get when you have a front row attacker as a setter.
And I think she's a very aggressive front row setter attacker, kind of like Claire Pate for Luke Bremen. So you're going to be prepared for that.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to eat those. You can't overpass those. So overpass on Marissa, and Carson Henson makes her pay for it. Indians down 9-5. Travis wants to have a talk, so we'll be back in a minute.
are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through September 24th. There are lots of great specials in their frozen food section. Several varieties of Encore Heat and Eat dinners are on sale for $3.49 each. Also, several varieties of Banquet dinners are $2.99. Several varieties of Smart One dinners are just $1.99. And most Best Choice frozen vegetables are only 99 cents each. And Bird's Eye vegetables are just $1.09 each. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Okay, we're back. We're back here at the Barn at New Knoxville, Ranger County. So Indians down 5-9 against a real strong New Knoxville team that they were going to be very, very scrappy, and we got to hold off on mistakes. So we'll see what the Indians do.
They haven't dropped a set yet this year.
No, huh?
They have not lost a set.
Ouch. Nope. So we'll see if we can challenge them a bit here. Emma back set to Grace Guggenbiller, and she... just right between Mara and Emma. So we got a great block and almost had a nice play. You know, that's what you get when you got a freshman out there. I mean, she does a great job. She just a little, Emma was wanting to take her ball from her, and just a little miscommunication. So, ace serve by Waterman. 11-5, Indians down. See if we can regroup. Waterman to Paige. Emma outside to Marissa. Gets a deflection. Waterman outside to Morgan Leffel, and she gets a kill. A nice swing by Morgan Leffel. Gets a kill off of Kiki.
I think it's time to get our stuff together here and get the serve.
Yep. Kiki, Emma, middle hit to Marissa off the top of hands. Back set to Avery Henschen to Paige. Marissa in, gets blocked. Marissa gets blocked by Carson and Morgan. Indians down 13-5. We're going to have to figure something out here. Mix it up a little bit. And we got in the front row, we have Grace, Marissa, Mara, and Emma just tips it over, tries to throw them off a little bit. Tip. L.A. to Carson Henschen, who just gets it over the top of the blocker. Right in front of the defense. 14-5, Indians down.
I think that's 7 points in a row. Yep, I believe it was 7-5 when they, and it's at least six, but yep. we need to get that serve.
And this is that rotation where we have both Paige and Whitley, and no Whitley and Paige in the back row, so we have to learn how to come out of this. And another kill by Morgan. So we're just making it way too easy, and Travis wants a timeout.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
So Indians down 15-5. Just starting off slow. Again, one of Travis's nemesis that he really, really, really just does not like to start off this slow. And this is really, really slow. Just a couple miscommunication plays and just not in sync right now.
We were hanging in there back and forth with them, and then they just scored eight straight, I believe.
Yep. And that might be... that's what you use a timeout for.
Yeah.
Waterman to tank it out of bounds. That's what we like. So in for the Indians comes Whitley Rammel. And is that Madeline comes
Aubrey.
Back? To Aubrey coming back to serve for Grace. So
let's
we'll see
hope she does like she did on Saturday. Get 11 in a row.
Yep, 15, that would be
six,
ideal.
Good serve. And she's it out of bounds.
Way out of bounds. And, you know, that's not a time to serve out of bounds. So we'll have to, next time he puts her in, just, you know what, at this point, just get him in. Let's see if let our defense play.
16-6.
Yep.
Indians down.
Carson Henschen back to serve. Key to Emma. Back set to Whitley. And she's just got to barely tip it over. Whitley to Key. And they got to free ball it over. Carson Henschen to Ellie. slide to Avery. Tip, key, back set to Paige, and it goes touch.
Yep.
Big touch, yep. That's what we got. We needed that kill. That was a nice play. Coming out of the back row by Paige Forkamp. Hit it deep, but you know what? She saw the blocker's hands, and all you got to do is touch their hands, and that's our ball. So Indians down 16-7, and Hope.
Our serving machine. Come on, Hope.
Yeah, let's see if she can string us some points together. Yep.
Good serve.
There's one.
Set to that. Oh.
Nope, didn't like it. She must have touched the net. Yeah. Two.
Called a double on that.
Yeah.
So they called a double on the setter for the Knoxville. She tried to push it over in two.
Yep.
But again, she's very aggressive from that front row.
Yeah,
we're gonna
have
to stop that.
Yeah, she knows where to put it. It was a nice thinking, but
16-8 Hope serves out of
bounds. So 17-8. Trying to be aggressive, aren't we? Maybe we ought to drop some short ones in on them, huh? We'll see. 17-8. Serve receive key. Hope. Marissa. Hope. Paige back row. Just out. Just barely out. So just making our own mistakes right now. Not getting the ball up to our setter, and they're serving kind of aggressive, so 18-8. Ellie, short to key, and she gets an ace. So they're just mixing up their serving right now, and Indians don't know what to do with it. 19-8. We look flat. Flat.
I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I would call it ugly.
My goodness,
but
ugly and flat. So nice, easy play by the Rangers. And good block by Lily. And double. Ellie pushes over a double again. So, got a big break there. Lily came through for us with a huge block right there.
Lily
a couple blocks.
Had a block. Lily had a block.
Yep. So,
back to serve. 19-9. Yep. Indians down by 10. Keep the ball in the bounce.
Yeah. All we got to do is keep that ball in the bounce. And that's probably a good target right there. Keep it.
Henshin from the back row.
Yeah, nice play by Henshin.
Overpass. Back in through the middle.
Yeah.
Nice block by Whitley.
Yeah.
And Lily got the block on that one.
Yeah, Whitley and Lily.
19-10.
Got their hands on Avery's attack. So that's what we need. And that's maybe the spark we needed, too.
Yep.
19-10.
Marissa continuing to serve for the Indians.
And Indians down. And short, way a little short and way too easy.
Set the middle.
Yeah, out.
Kiki with a nice dig. Somebody's in the net.
Somebody got the net. 14. No.
There's no 14.
Six. Yeah. I was trying to read her hands and I couldn't read her hands. Indians down, 20-10. Serve receive, Rissa, key. Paige, key to Hope. Out to Paige. Boom.
It's pretty.
Boom. That's what we got to see.
Yeah.
We finally had a good serve receive, a good set, and set up the big bang. We've only been able to do that a time or two this whole set.
Yep. Yeah.
And one.
Yeah. Kiki back to serve.
Serve for the Indians. And
oh, my goodness sakes. Wow. What's that for? I should be tracking missed serves, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe I should be tracking missed serves.
See, Marissa hit one out. Yeah. Hope hit one out. Key.
I think there was four.
Kanapke.
Paige to Hope.
Lily. Yes, just punch it over.
Yep. And makes it
Rangers
easy
set up the middle for Carson.
Nice
big block by Lily.
Lily Luthold coming out of nowhere.
Block.
That's what we got to see. Nice
that was
shot,
a block
Lily.
Carson Henshin. That's Lily gets up about 6 or 7 inches on her.
I'm pretty sure I know what Travis said. Get up on their middles. So Lily said, I'll help out.
Yeah.
Indians down 21-12. Emma Collig back to serve. She's got Paige, Grace, and Mara to
feed. Need some momentum here.
Yep. Need some momentum is right.
Good serve.
Nice serve. And we keep it in. That's what we like.
Ellie sets the right side. And she gets it out of bounds.
Yeah.
And Flutterjohn.
Flutterjohn, up until tonight, she's been a libero. So, you know, they had an injury and they had to pull in her to come in and be a hitter. So
21-13. Emma continuing to serve for the Indians. Good
nice serve.
To Flutterjohn.
Yep. Oh, and Ellie's got a hustle. Nice hustle by Ellie.
Free ball over by the Rangers. Marissa to Emma on a slide to Grace.
Yeah, Grace is a nice hit. And they make an easy play out of it.
Morgan from the back row.
Yeah.
Morgan Luffel from the back row.
Oh, and she called it in.
Who called it in?
I think everybody called it out. Everybody did, and it ended up being in.
I thought it was going to be way out, and it took a little dive right there.
It dove down in there, 22-13.
I thought it was going to be at least 2 feet out.
Yeah, I did too. 22-13. Indians down. Marissa to Emma. Out to Paige. She's got a down ball. Tanks it right into the net. 23-13. That was, I just want to get it over, but pterodactyl arm. That was the pterodactyl arm.
Chicken not wind. Normal.
No. Indians down 23-13. We got a Kiki to Marissa Page. There she goes. There she gets a kill. There she gets it. Right between Fletcher John and Morgan. And I think Fletcher John says, I got that, Morgan. I'll get it next time. So we need lots of points, Paige. No pressure, but let's get us some points here.
23-14. Indians are down by 9. Paige back to serve.
Nice.
Good serve.
Oh, yeah.
Leffel struggles with it. Yeah. They have to free ball it over.
Yep, and they do.
And no, it didn't make it over the net.
That was close. That was coming close. Over. Oh, man. I almost... Yeah. Almost screamed in the microphone.
Can't say much more about the hustle about the Rangers. Was, boy, they're all over the place.
That was tough. So Paige gets 23-15. See if she can keep stringing us up about 8 more. 8 more would be nice. Nice.
Really good serve.
Henshin.
Gable to the middle, off to the outside to Henshin. We got a hand on it. That's good. Paige with the dig to Emma. Out to Marissa.
Marissa
roll shots it.
Yeah.
Gable through the middle to Henshin. Oh, it was out, but Emma touched it.
Just off the top of Emma's hands.
At set point here, we need to at least slow their momentum. Even if we don't win this this set, we
slow
need to
slow their momentum. That's right.
We need to get momentum back.
So it was blocked. So she was able to get 2 hits out of that. Marissa was. Marissa
struggling.
Back row attack. Avery Henshin. Ball goes out. There we go. I'll tell you, we are struggling with some. I don't even know if it's struggling to get the ball to the hitter. Yeah. So Marissa was able to get 2 hits. She got blocked and then went back up and
hit it again. Had a kill on that.
Almost.
So she Aubrey back
hard.
To serve for the Indians. Down 24-16. Good serve. Overpass.
Marissa.
Overpass by the Rangers and Marissa puts that one down. Is that a kill or a block?
You know what? I would just give her a kill. I mean,
we need to be generous because we're down by a lot. So 24-17, Aubrey continuing to serve the Indians. Way out of bounds. Yeah. Service error.
25-17, Indians go down first set. And we'll be back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Okay, we're back. So Indians go down 25-17 that first set. Paige led us with some kills. How many kills over here?
Paige had 5, Grace had 1, and Marissa had 2.
Yeah.
We didn't get the ball but one time to Whitley. So
yeah, hopefully they can, get the ball to her because, you know, she probably can do some damage if they can get it to her. But I really think they're struggling with their passing right now.
Passing and struggling. Yeah.
You know, that is key.
Because when the pass isn't there, you can't do the set.
Right, and you can't use your middle hitters. So.
Yep.
Yep, you're exactly right. So hopefully the passing get a little better this game, and we'll see if.
But you know, in our defense, we're playing against a team that hasn't lost a set all year.
Yep.
So obviously they are outstanding.
Yeah, and they played well that game. They played
minimal
well.
Mistakes. That's what it takes.
Yep.
Minimal mistakes, and we had way too many.
Yeah,
not only service errors, but
passing. So we'll see if if Travis got him pumped up. Maybe he has a different game plan. At this point, I don't think he needs a game plan. It just has to be. Let's play. Let's just play. So Rangers,
let's pass the ball.
Yeah. So Rangers get the first serve, and Indians get the first attempt to kill. That's the way I look at that. So Ellie, Gable, back. Paige, Emma.
To nobody.
To nobody.
That's the type of stuff right now I'm not sure why no one went after that ball.
I don't know either.
That's two experienced people that watched it go between them.
Yeah, for sure. Another bad pass. So to see. And, you know, Paige is used to getting picked on, so she'll come out of it. It's just a bad pass. She'll get it this time. Indian server C. Marissa. Emma out to Marissa. Easy play, Ellie. And just off a Whitley's hands, Avery Hinchin gets a kill. So Ellie Gable back with her third straight point of the game. Indians down 3-0.
We have to break the serve here.
Yeah, we got to break it. So we'll see. Marissa. And they're not serving that hard.
That wasn't
it. Just not serve receiving. I don't know why she's so short.
We are struggling that. And from here, it doesn't look like there's anything special that's going on.
Nope, they're not serving special. That's for sure. Mara to Paige. Out to Marissa. Gets a nice kill for us. Oh, and they called it out of bounds.
I saw it going outside of the antenna.
Indians just struggling to get the serve receive.
I was hoping he wouldn't see it, but it was right in front of his nose.
Yeah, and we're not serving that hard. How about if we just cover that corner? That makes sense. LA to Avery. And Paige out of the back row. Roll shots it to back row attack. Paige, Emma. To Whitley, to Carson. Avery Hinchin goes up for the kill, and Emma can't handle it. 6-0. Indians down. So nice heads-up play by Avery. Indians can't quite handle it on the second pass, or second ball. Paige, Emma, Whitley, and not sure how she... Whitley, Emma... Whitley just off the top of Ellie's, and then Morgan can't handle it. I don't know if I can do this.
It might have been their first hitting error this whole game.
It might have been. So Whitley had a couple of hits that game, just a little off. You know, the timing's just off a little bit. Hope Wendell.
Back to surf. Indians down 6-1. We've dug ourselves in a huge hole. Not a good place to be.
We need a bunch of points here from Hope.
Yeah, lots of points.
Yep.
Ellie Gable back set.
Back set to the right side.
Yep.
Hope with a dig to Key.
Paige
from the back row.
Ellie front to...
through the middle. And she hits it out of bounds.
Yep. So Avery Hinchin just gets it out of bounds. That's what we like to see. She hits it hard. Oh, my gosh. Does she hit it hard? Yep. So Indians get another point down 60. See if Hope can string up a few more points.
Get that momentum change.
Yes. I'd like to see a couple blocks here. That'd be ideal.
Good serve.
Out of
bounds.
Shoot.
Man, when it is not going right,
Those are just easy points.
She never serves it out of bounds. It's her second one tonight.
Yep. Marissa. Hope way out there to Whitley, and she gets a bomb. There it is.
That's a beautiful
finally
set.
Get it to her. I mean, was she? Well, I guess she did hit three times there, but
Hope had a beautiful cross court set.
Yeah,
pretty three quarters length set.
Whitley was able to put it
cross court. Yep. Aubrey back to serve for the Indians, down 7-3.
Yeah, let's keep it in here, remember.
Good serve.
Yeah, nice serve. Gable
set to the right side. Two hand push over
it.
Hope. To Key.
Out
to
Paige.
Hits it long.
Way out of bounds.
Yeah.
Got it way behind her head.
Yep.
8-3. Indians down.
Yep.
Travis is telling me you're hitting it way behind her head. He must have heard me. Nah, he knows. He knows the game. Avery Hinchin back to serve, and she hits it way out. You know, and this is Avery's first game playing back row and Carson's, because they usually are replaced by libero. So, and they've done a nice job coming in and playing defense. Whitney's back to serve.
Serve out of bounds.
Shoot.
I think it's a curse tonight. Yep. Doesn't matter who's going back to serve. Yeah. We're going to serve it out of bounds.
You know what? You got to give her a chance, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. 9-4.
Yeah.
Time to pick it up here.
Yeah.
Let's get a good kill and get this momentum back.
Paige. Hope. Go, 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 go. Good. And Lily has to free ball it over. Ellie. Ooh, a little miscommunication. Nice. And they have to punch it over, and she carries it. That's what we need, Todd Hinkle. Thank you, Todd, for calling that. I don't know that just anybody would have called that. So I thought she punched it, but she must have open-handed. So
Emma back to serve for the Indians.
So we're hanging on. We're hanging on. We just need to be more aggressive.
But it is not pretty. I don't have a good feeling about this if we don't start picking this up a little bit.
We just got to pick it up, and hopefully Emma can get us some consistent setting.
9-5. Good serve by Emma.
Serve.
Up to the outside hitter, Carson Henson.
Can't do that.
Oh. Yeah.
Mara is blocking the setter, and that's rule number one. That's a freshman, just a freshman thing. So she was late for Henshin's kill.
10-5, Indians down.
Back to serve, Waterman. And in the net. That's what we like to see. Who we got? We got a Henshin girl back there. Or not a Henshin girl. Oh, Marissa forgot to sub in for Madeline. Oh, Aubrey.
Oh, wow.
I think she just stayed back to play defense. Yeah, to serve receive.
Paige back to serve, and Indians down 10-6.
Yep. We need 4 points, Paige. Let's get us back in this game, kiddo.
Good
there
serve.
You go.
Nice.
That's
that
a good
beauty.
Spot right there.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes you just need that for a spark.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great spark for us.
Yep. That's a kind of a chance to take because it's a hard shot, barely clearing in the net.
Yep.
And right on the line.
Yep. And Carson was pulling
that might change our momentum here.
Yeah. Let's hope it does.
10-7.
Keep it up.
Another good
nice serve.
Up Ellie up to the outside to Morgan Leffel. Cross court shot inbounds.
And just in.
Yep.
Just
not getting that hand on that at all.
Nope. Nice swing.
Didn't get anything on that.
Nope.
11-7. Indians down.
Carson Henshin back to serve. And out of bounds.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. You know,
this gym is so small.
Yeah.
You know, it's so small. It's deceiving, and the lines are real light.
Yeah,
it's deceiving.
Yeah.
And I think every time we come here, we hit a bazillion serves out of bounds, you know?
Yeah.
Kiki back to serve the Indians 11-8.
Nice serve.
Nice ace serve. We'll take that.
Man, that just did the dive bomb.
Yep.
That was the red-tailed hawk going down for the mouse. Just straight down.
Front rows, Mara, Marissa, and Whitley. And back rows, Emma, Paige, and Kiki. Yep. Another serve for Kiki, 11-9.
Nice
Indians down. Good
serve. And they make
struggling with it through the middle.
No!
Morgan Leffel through the middle, and Whitley blocks her straight down. That was beautiful.
Nope.
We'll take that every time there, Whit.
Yep, every time. Nice job. Keep at it, Whit. Keep
11-10.
At it.
11-10.
That's a hard hit for Morgan even to get to.
Yeah.
So good job for Whitley. Heads up.
Continuing to serve.
Nice
another good serve. Up to the out. Oh.
Nice. Emma back set to Mara. And
I don't think that's allowed, is it? Or apparently. Maybe an overpass by.
Yep.
What happened there?
They set
Mara. But that was overpass.
But it was an overset. So
overset. Okay.
Yep. And she couldn't get to it. I mean, it was 12-10. Just not a good set.
Down. Oh,
yeah.
Good serve by Gable.
Yeah, right in front of Paige.
Yeah, good serve.
That's the ball you got to go forward for. Indians down 13-10.
Yeah, Paige had a gauge, but then it took a nosedive.
It nosedived on.
Right at her toes.
Yep. There you go. Emma. Oh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, so Emma tried to backset Whit, but set it way too far out. Whit couldn't get to it.
She set it to the table.
Way too far out. That's where we're struggling, the consistency on the setting here. Just struggling.
Yeah.
Marissa to Emma, out to Whit. Whit with a nice hit.
Mm-hmm. Gable gets it.
Leffel.
Leffel gets a kill. Whitley blocked it, but it went out of bounds.
Yep.
So 15-10. Yeah.
Make a little bit of a run and we lose momentum, don't we?
Okay, we got to get that momentum back.
Yep, we do.
We're within one.
Yep. Marissa. Emma out to Whitley. Nope, just rolls it and just misses it.
Rolls it too short.
Yep, timeout.
Tried to get it over the block.
16-10, Indians down. Travis wants a timeout. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Limited with heated and cooled seats, sunroof, remote start, 37,000 miles for just $26,925. Also available, a 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with heated seats, remote start, and Bluetooth, 34,000 miles for just $17,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, so we're back. We're back here, 16-10. Indians down the second game. I don't know if we had a kill this game. One.
You have had one kill.
One kill this game. And
points.
It's 16-10. So the Indians are really, really struggling tonight. I don't know.
Yep.
Maybe, I don't know that it's, I mean, the lineup change hasn't been that significant that it should change. We're really struggling with the hard serve.
I do want to remind everybody, if you do want to watch this game, go to nktelco.com/sports, and it's $10 to watch the game live, and that'll also get you ability to watch it later too. So,
all right, Marissa Barkey gets us a nice kill
through the middle,
right out of the middle. So
she was a one-on-one block there, so she took advantage of that.
Yeah,
before she was trying to hit into a triple block.
Yeah, she was. So Hope goes back to serve.
Lily comes in the front row from the Indians. We have Marissa Witt and Lily in the front row, Hope, Paige, and Kiki in the back row. Yep. Indians down 16-11. Good serve by Hope. Gable sits the outside to Fletcher John. She roll shots it. Hope. Oh, Kiki gets it. We just have to free ball it over. Yep. Paige to Gable to Fletcher John through the middle. She two-hand pushes it to the corner and just over.
The corner.
Just over Key's head.
Yep.
Nice play.
Yeah, good heads-up play.
Good heads-up play by Fletcher John.
That might have been going to go out of bounds, but you can't take that chance. She had to try to get that.
Right. So she had to get a hand on it. And nobody was – I don't think anybody was calling it out or – See, we're really struggling to get that ball to the setter, and that's going to kill us ever. Oh, that was a double. I was like, I don't think Todd's going to miss that one.
Double on the Ellie Gable on the Rangers. Brings just, Indians within 5, 17-12.
Yeah.
No. So Aubrey back to serve for the Indians. Marissa takes a seat. Front row is Paige, Lily, Witt.
And this is when you got to keep your serves in.
Yeah.
No serve pressure,
gotta
Aubrey.
Stay in the back. Stay in.
Just keep
good
it
serve.
In.
Oh, my God. She was going to call it in, and then she called it out.
Oh.
Wow.
Where I'm sitting, we're upstairs, and I can't see that line, so I couldn't tell at all.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either.
Oh, set to no man's land again. Wow. The Indians are struggling. Whitley pushes it over and out of bounds on Carson Hinton.
Ooh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we didn't touch that.
Man.
13-18. The Indians are hanging on. It's the little mistakes that are getting us. Just too many missed serves at crucial times.
Yeah.
So Whitley Ramo is going to get another chance to serve.
18-13 Indians.
Nice.
Good serve.
Oh, that was a great serve.
Yeah. Lily in the net.
Oh, Lily.
Man. I'm not sure how many more mistakes we can make in a game like this. It was a free ball over, and Lily got the net.
Yeah.
Just barely.
But it
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's a point.
It's time to clean this up.
Yeah, for sure.
Overpass, but she hits it out of bounds. I'll
thank
take that.
You, Ellie. For
overpass
that
by the Indians, and Ellie Gable hits it out of bounds for the Rangers.
We got lucky there.
Yes, we did. 19-14.
Emma.
Indians up. Emma
coming back
to serve. Mara comes in the front row. We have Mara, Grayson, Paige in the front row. Back row is Aubrey, Kiki, and Emma.
Need a big-time momentum shift.
Yeah. Good serve.
But they know how to pass, that's for sure.
Up through the middle. Got
Carson,
two hands on
Carson
it.
Gets a kill.
Yeah. She's got an angle on that, we're not blocking that angle.
Yeah.
We're trying to block. I believe we're blocking her straight on,
and
she's got an angle, and she gets a kill every time off that block.
Yeah.
So.
Indians 20-14. Down. Waterman. Aubrey, Emma, Paige, nice dig. Mara, Emma, back set to Grace.
Bad communication there. I'm not sure how that got all screwed up, but that was setting up for a great one, and it turned into nothing.
She had to punch it. It wasn't a great set. Had to punch it. Paige.
Off the block.
Yep. Emma back row to Aubrey. Middle to Carson.
There's that angle again.
Tanks it. Yeah. 22-14. Indians don't know what to do. Travis wants a timeout.
Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with...
Hey, we're back. Indians down 20-14. It's like we just can't get that break.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just it can't get a break.
Ugly with a capital, every capital letter.
Paige. Emma. Paige. Boom. Yeah. So Paige takes runs to receive, and Emma gets her a good set.
Yeah, that was a great set.
That was a bomb.
And she did exactly what she needed to do. And,
yep.
And we need to have more of that, a lot more of that.
Yep.
It's back. Let's get back in this game.
Marissa back in the front row from the Indians. Paige back to serve. 22-15 Indians down.
Nice
good serve by Paige.
Waterman.
Gable into the middle to Henson. She tosses it over blocks. And blocked by Mara.
Mara
Pearson
Mara. Gets it.
Getting excited.
Actually, that might have been a triple block. I think they all three get credit for that.
They all should get credit for it. I think Mara got her hands on it.
Yeah, I think so too. 22-16 Indians down.
Paige continuing to serve for the Indians.
Just being consistent at this point. If we just be consistent, we can. And then the net.
Jinxed her.
I feel like I always do every time I say something.
Yeah. 23. So. It doesn't surprise me with the way tonight's going. How
absolutely.
Nothing's going right. So 23-16 Indians.
Carson Henson back to serve. Kiki, Emma, Marissa, and.
How's that not a lift?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kiki, Emma, Marissa gets a nice hit. Morgan Leffel. Carson, Morgan Leffel, back row attack. Paige to Emma, back row attack. For and in. So Paige Horkamp gets a back row attack. Nice, nice play. Whitley Rammel back in. Kiki goes back to serve. We need some points.
Yes, we do.
We need six to even be in this game.
23-17.
And we need to be flawless. We need to be flawless.
Yes,
it'd be nice to see Whitley get a couple of
Kiki with a nice
blocks.
Serve. Ellie sets the outside to Hitchin.
Nice
big dig by Emma. Set double on Emma. Backpedaling.
Dang it. Backpedaling. Gets her every time.
I believe you've mentioned getting your feet set.
Yep. Yeah. Once or twice.
Set point here for set number two for Gable.
Marissa.
Oh,
just can't handle it. Yep. Indians go down 17-25 again. We'll be back.
Follow Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If left untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make.
You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And we're back. Oh, free ball. Ooh, my goodness, they got to it. Wow. Good serve by Hope. Morgan was able to pancake it and get it in play. Indians almost had a pre-celebration there, so Hope gets us our fourth point. This might be our first lead.
Back to serve. Hope.
Another again. Nice serve by Hope.
Level. Gable sets the outside to Henshin. Nice block by Lillian Whitley. There we go. I mean, that is easy for us to set that block up. They have no other hitters lined up.
Yep. It should be easy. Yep.
Henshin's being guarded back here, so she can't get the pass. So she can't get up there to the right side so fast, so we have to block that.
Yep.
A good serve by Hope. Set through the middle with Henshin. Whitley got her hands on it again. Marissa two-hand pushes it over.
Marissa. Good. I'm surprised.
The Rangers are playing it. Little down ball right over the top of our blockers.
I think Paige thought Whitley had a hand on it, and she held off and waited. Yep. So Indians still got the lead 2-1. So got a little fight in our little fight here. So back to serve is Ellie Gable. And to Marissa, and she shanks it out of bounds. We can't have that.
Struggling
that.
Tonight.
Yes.
Marissa's struggling on some serve receive here. I think all of our girls are
that was a fairly tough serve, but it wasn't impossible, and she shanked it.
Ellie back to serve. Kiki to Hope to Whitley. And to Ellie to Henshin. And Whitley says nope, and they block it. And Whitley to Hope, 32. Whitley. And they just keep getting it up. Just keep getting it up. Henshin back row attack. Kiki, Hope to Whitley. Gets blocked. And she has to hit it twice. And she tries to get a block. And Haley Flutterjohn just gets it off her hands. So Whitley's fighting. She's just not getting a kill.
They're just picking everything up.
Yep. Reminds me a lot of Franklin Monroe.
They are
Kiki
digging everything.
To Hope. Lily.
Yikes.
So it starts with the pass. Indians down 4-2. Yeah, that's what we need. We needed that in the net. So Indians coming from behind again, 3-4. Marissa Berkey back to serve. Let's see if she can get us a few points here. Nice serve. Waterman, Whitley, and Paige. Take over. I don't even know who hit that. I think it was Paige.
I thought it was Paige.
I think so too. I think she reached. I think she might have jumped off over Whitley's head and.
It would have been to Whitley's left hand.
Marissa continuing to serve for Indians 4-all.
If she just keeps it up.
Short serve.
To Flutterjohn, back
Gable,
set.
Gable, and back set to Leffel. Blocking Whitley.
Blocks it out of bounds. So she's getting her hands on balls, but they're going out of bounds. And that's just, Knoxville hitting the ball hard. So Leffel back to serve.
Indians.
Yep. Leffel, Page to Hope. To Whitley, and she gets her kill finally.
That was a
that was
really
a
good
tight.
Hit by Witt because it was
tight.
Definitely tight. I thought maybe Witt was going to jump over the top of Hope's head on that one.
Yeah,
it was a nice save by Witt to get that ball down.
Yeah, not only was it tight, it was close to Hope. I think she almost landed on it.
5-all Indians back to serve for Kiki. Good serve by Kiki. Leffel to Gable sets. They have to two-in push it over.
Nope, he's not going to call that one. Okay.
To Kiki.
Back
out to Paige. She pushes it too far.
Way deep.
Tries
to tip it back in the corner and throws it way out of bounds. So 6-5. Indians down. Coming from behind again, but only 1 point this time. So let's get this little side out. Avery Henshin back to serve, and she puts it right in her net.
We'll take that.
You know, and this is where we have to take advantage of these things.
Yes.
So whoever comes in to serve needs to, and there's Hope.
I think that comes under the heading of make it hurt.
Yes, for sure.
So we got a setting change for the Indians.
Yeah.
Faith Wendell's going to set here in Emma's place.
Do.
So
she
Faith's back to serve 6-all.
Yep.
Good serve by Faith. Gable sets the outside to Henshin. Good
nice
dig by Marissa. Faith
back
to Mara.
Mara gets
has
a nice
to tap
touch.
It over. Gable's right side to Fletterjohn, and a block
she
by
gets
Paige.
Blocked by Paige Forcamp.
Nice.
Not today. So nice, you know, good set decision, I think, on Faith, because from where she was at, you know, she couldn't really use her four ball or her two ball, so she just put it right up behind her. And
Faith continuing to serve. The Indians, good serve.
Yep,
overpass
good
by the Rangers, and Paige blocks it.
Yep, good.
Nice block.
What we needed right
8-6.
There.
8-6.
Indians up.
Yep.
And a lead.
Faith continuing to serve.
These go Indians.
Might be the 3 points, first three we've drawn together.
Another good serve by Faith.
Serve, Faith.
Gable to Henson through the middle. We got a hand on it.
Yeah.
Yep. Mercer just couldn't get to it. Got a hand on it through the. But
it's hard to block somebody that's 6 foot. I think she's 6'1" now. And, you know, the ball went like in front of her. That's just a weird set right there. So
yeah.
Indians up 8-7. Back to serve Fletterjohn. Marissa, Faith, four ball out to Mara.
Blocked, and somebody's in the net.
Mara got under the net.
Mara, okay.
Nice play by the Indians. Nice hit by Mara. Just needs to see her blockers. Maybe hit down that line, but she's got a tall waterman over there. So 8-8, tie ball game. Fletterjohn back to serve. Short, Marissa, Faith. Paige.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure you could have got a prettier set than that.
Nice set from Faith to Paige.
Wow.
Did you see the look on her face right before she hit that?
She was drooling.
Yeah. Paige had a nice cross court.
Wow.
Cross the opposite way, what I would call cross court.
Yeah.
Paige back to serve 9-8. Indians up.
Not a good time. She knows it.
9-all.
Waterman back to serve for New Knoxville Rangers. We're going to have to fight for every single point. It'd be nice to get a couple point lead. Let's use our offense and see what we got. Grace Guggenbiller. Oh, they get a nice dig. And Carson Henson gets a great kill. You know, all they got to do for her is just throw it in the air, and she just mashes it.
So, they are so good at digging that, and not just getting their hands on it, but getting it in a really decent spot on the court for the setter.
So they're up 10. Paige, and she can't handle it. Morgan just overpasses. Morgan Leffel just there to block it. Not much Faith can do. 11-9, New Knoxville.
Get the momentum back, Purple.
Yep. Paige, Faith, middle. Marissa.
Oh, nice
bam.
Marissa.
That's what you got. That was pretty. She had three blockers on her.
Three blockers again. Yeah, they're running triple blockers through the middle
blockers,
for that play.
Yeah.
I mean, they know we run that a lot off of that.
Yeah, they must. And for her to get that ball around those three blockers. Aubrey back to serve. Indians down 10-11.
This is where we need
this to. Where we need to keep it in.
Keep it in.
Aubrey,
yep.
Keep it
good
in.
Serve.
There you go. She kept it in.
Gable out to Henson. Oh, blocked by Marissa and Whitley.
Whitley and
nice.
Marissa.
11-all.
Yep. Marissa, did you see Marissa? I touched it right here. So she was giving herself some credit. I think that might have all been all Marissa. I don't know.
Aubrey continuing to
serve.
Nice
Aubrey.
Serve. Gable sets the middle with Henson. She just has to free ball it over.
Whitley
Faith. To Faith.
Oh, a little miscommunication.
Yeah, that was touch. No.
Nope.
But it wasn't touch. Caught four hits on the Indians.
Yeah. So not a... Yep. Just a... I don't know where Faith was going if she was. I'm not real sure.
She didn't get as high as the net.
So, yeah. And, you know, that's what you get. You got a JV setter coming up to play. I mean,
12-11.
She's coming in. She's done a pretty nice job so far. Faith to Whitley. And they've got to punch it. And then Avery Henson punches it into a hole.
Yep, they saw that hole.
Yep. So just a little tight. Whitley had to just dump it over and couldn't quite get over the blockers. So we'll see if we can.
Have to break their momentum.
Yep, 13-11, Indians down. Paige, Faith, back set to Mara. She just gets it over. Waterman, middle to Avery. Kiki. Oh, she says, I'm just going to take it. Faith takes it. Back row attack. Oh, Whitley said, nope, not today. Whitley Rammel just blocks Carson Henson out of the back. Was that a back row attack?
Beautiful block.
Yeah, that was a back row attack.
Yeah, that was a back row attack. Beautiful block by Whitley.
Yeah.
So
that's
low block.
You know, that's our momentum. We haven't really had that much, so.
I give Faith credit taking that one over on two. That a girl.
Yeah, that a girl. That's
back to serve. Indians down 13-12. Good
love
serve.
Hope serving.
Gable has to set the outside. Good cross-court shot.
Nice
great dig. They set LA up back, back set row. To the outside hitter
and
again.
Tips. And oh, Hope got just to it. In just, front of Hope. Just in front of Hope. It. So good heads up tip by Avery. Henshin. Indian Sound. Yeah, 14-12. It's like we get a break and then we can't get back
it's
in.
It's time to go.
Yep, it's time to go. Right. Key. Out of bounds.
Yep. Whitley Hand. Yeah. Slams that one out of bounds. I saw it coming.
Yep. She got a good hit, but just sliced it out of bounds. Marissa. Hope. Lily. Waterman. Gable. And nope. Avery Henshin. When you got three blockers, you know, it's hard to get over that
Lily
wall.
Whitley and Marissa with a block, a triple block on that one. Yeah. So.
Back to serve Marissa. Indians down 15-13.
Let's go, Marissa.
We need some points.
Good serve by Marissa.
Nice. Carson Henshin
to Gable to the right side level. And she
gets her kill.
Couldn't get to it. Two-hand pushes it off the block.
Right off the blocker's hands. It's a smart hit.
Smart hit on a not a very good set. So she had a good play on that.
13-16. Yeah, Indians down. Game three. Marissa. Hope. Back set to Whitley Rammel. And she gets it. I'm not sure what happened to it, but it was hit hard in
Must
front
have been
of
in between the blockers and the net. Block was there. They had it, but
right in front of I think Letterjohn, I think. Not sure. But
Kiki
it was
back to serve
it went
Indians.
Straight down. 14-16 Indians down. Kiki.
Good serve by Kiki.
Back to serve.
Gable sends the right side.
Out.
And hit it out.
Oh.
Called that in.
Oh, Todd's gonna call it. Yep. That was way out. I don't think she saw it. Yep. That was way out.
Pretty sure it depends on how where who's hitting that is the way.
Yeah,
he's
for sure.
Call that.
So that did
16,
go out of
15,
bounds. That was a good call by Tom Henkel. Yeah. So Indians fighting. Thank you, Henkel.
Yeah. Kiki back to serve.
And she didn't even look at the ball. Yeah. She just assumed it was in. So that was a good call
by
Tom.
Kiki. Gable sets the middle.
Out.
And that's out of bounds.
Yep. Yeah, that's what we'd like to see. Please take a timeout.
Yep.
Nope, not yet. Nope, 16. We got
to
go. Kiki, keep it in.
Serve.
I'd like to see him drop a short one right in front of maybe Waterman. That would be ideal. But she'll keep it deep, I'm sure.
Yep. Good serve by Kiki. Shank pass.
Yep.
Gable.
They're going to make a play of it.
Free
Marissa.
Ball it over. Marissa to Hope. Out to Paige.
Oh, just slices it out of bounds.
Set was a little.
So, you know, it was a free ball. Not really a free ball play, but it's something we should, I thought, handled a little bit better. So we just got to clean up those plays. Indians down 17-16. Avery Henshin. Paige. Hope. Out to Paige again. And she bombs it right to Henshin. Paige. Hope. Grace. And just misses it. Just a little late, I think, for that hit. And she was open, too. 18-16. Indians down.
We have to get this momentum back. It's near the end of the set here.
Yeah. This is what we got to take advantage of right here.
Hits one into the net.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're down one. Let's go.
Faith back in to serve. And Faith in to run the offense. She's got Paige, Grace, and Mara.
18-17 Indians down. Good serve by Faith. Nope, out of bounds.
Just out. Yeah. A little excited there, I think.
Yeah. This is a tough night for us.
We need eight before they get six.
Yes.
Marissa, Faith, back row attack by Paige, and she gets it. Nope, Ellie. Henshin, Key to Faith, out to Paige, and bombs it right down the line. That's where we got to see
it. That was beautiful.
Yeah,
pounded that one right down the line, and they were all in a little bit.
Yep.
She saw the hole and got it in bounds.
18-18, we're down by one. Paige is back to serve.
And the captain is wanting to talk to Todd about something. I'm not real sure what, but... Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out later. I'll text Todd and say what's going on.
Paige back to surf. The Indians are down by one. This has got to be an over and in.
Over and in.
Over and in.
Think she can hear us? Over and in.
And it's not.
And it's not.
Out of bounds. Oh, gosh. My goodness. 2018 Indians down.
Yep.
Air after air after air after air tonight.
Yep.
I guess we're going to have a night off. Put it all in one night.
Yeah, that's right. Faith to Marissa, and she gets blocked, and we make a play.
Keep playing, girls.
Henshin, Avery, Henshin, and gets the block right off their hands. The Indians just can't quite handle it. Timeout. We'll be back in a minute.
versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
And we're back. Indians down 21-18. Faith to Marissa, hits it way behind her head, and they're going to make a play of it. Paige with the dig. Faith back set to Mara. Mara gets a nice hit. They dig it real easy like it's nothing, and Avery Hinton hits it out of bounds. That's just what we needed. I'll tell you what, they're playing great defense. I don't know if our hitters just aren't. They're just not seeing the floor because we're hitting it right to them.
Yeah.
So, but nice hit by Mara.
That set was real wide, so Marissa had to reach Marissa, back to get that. So she made a good play.
Yeah, for sure.
Aubrey back to serve for the Indians. Yep. Good serve.
Nice. Waterman to
Gabled the outside Carson Hinchin.
Oh,
down
nice
the line.
Dig.
Nice dig by Aubrey. Mara saves it. Paige falls into Aubrey and hits the ball out of bounds.
That's what happens when you don't talk. And, and I think Aubrey just did. I don't think Paige knew Aubrey was even behind her. So
22-19 Indians are down.
Yep. Yeah. Just miscommunication. Carson Hinchin back to serve. Paige, Faith out to Whitley. And Whitley gets a kill that almost came to us. So nice play by the Indians. And, you know, it starts with the pass. If you can't pass the ball, you know that's what's going to happen. So Hope back to serve.
Lily Witten was in the front row. Kiki Page and Hope in the back row. Let's go, Hope. 22-20 Indians down.
We just need a couple points here, Hope. About five before they get to. Nice. Nice.
Step to the outside to Hinchin.
Hinchin.
Oh, nice gosh, dig by Kiki.
Nice dig by Paige.
Get to it, Lily.
Lily just can't control it.
Great dig by Kiki and Paige. Lily went chased it and just hit it out of bounds.
Handle it. Yeah.
23-20 Indians down.
Yeah. Nice, good pass by the Indians. Gets us a kill, I hope. We'll see what we can do. Back to serve, Ellie. Key to Hope to Whitley. Nice dig by...
Somebody was in the net.
Yeah, that's what we needed. That's what we needed. She says, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. But we're going to give it to you anyway. Whitley gets a kill.
Rangers are in the net. Marissa back to serve. Indians down 23-21. Set three.
Just
they're already
two
down.
Points, Marissa.
Two
just
sets
two
to
points.
None. Good serve by Marissa.
Nice.
Ellie. To Gable.
Yeah,
she back sets to Leffel on the right side. Nice. Nice hit by the Leffel.
Yeah. For 24-21. Rangers, the Indians got to be flawless right now.
That was a great cross-court hit. To an empty spot.
I can't even say we've been flawless for two points in a row tonight.
No. I mean, unless we had two serves, but...
We have to free ball it over.
Use this.
Leffel to Gable through the middle. Block through the middle.
Hinchin.
Hinchin on two.
Marissa. Hope. Out to Paige. Paige gets her kill. 22-24. We're staying alive.
Well, barely.
Barely.
Barry Skugenbiller in the front row from the Indians comes in, really goes out. Yep. Kiki back to serve.
Let's get four points.
24-22.
It'd be nice if we could
get at least two so we can keep it going, but we went four. Finish it out.
Good serve by Kiki. Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
She called it out.
She called that serve out. It looked like it was on the corner.
So Indians down 22. Lose game three, 25-22. So we'll be back in a minute.
Yep.
Okay.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through September 24th. In their meat department, the grilling specials continue. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3. 73% lean ground hamburger is just $2.49 a pound, loose or patties. And 80% lean ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound. And check out these steak prices. T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.49 a pound. And ribeyes are $6.99 a pound. And if your specialty is making wings, they have fresh jumbo wings all ready to go for your secret recipe. In a hurry but still want a great meal? They have delicious meal specials in their deli every day from open to close. Shop local and save at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're back. Oh, Indians suffer their first loss of the season in a 3-0 set, 3-0 set loss to New Knoxville. Give lots of credit to New Knoxville. They're pretty much so flawless the entire night.
Yeah, they didn't make any mistakes.
They made zero mistakes, and we could not roll 2 or 3 points together without making some mistakes. So we've got, you know, losses aren't terrible, that's for sure.
Right.
Maybe we can learn from this one and figure out what to do moving forward. 17-25, 17-25, 22-25 for the last set. So.
Yeah. So, again, it starts with passing. I thought we really, really struggled with passing tonight. And then when we did get a good pass, it just seemed like, you know, setters were just off a little bit. So
I thought they're an outstanding team.
Yes.
I thought their serves were really good, but we've handled better serves than that, it seems like.
Right.
And we just didn't
handle them
our
well
serve
tonight.
Receive, and then it kind of messes up the setter.
Yeah.
And, you know, our passing was off. It just wasn't how I've seen us play.
Right.
Well, generally, we don't wrap three sets together playing that bad for three straight sets.
Yes.
We usually get it together within a set or so.
Right.
It was just one of those nights where we were off in every aspect of the game.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of it was them forcing us to be off, but not all of that.
Yeah.
We had some stuff that just shouldn't have been how we usually do stuff. So.
I mean, I hope we just don't hang our heads and come back and just continue to be strong. And you know, it's a MAC game. You have to be ready to play a MAC game no matter what.
I don't know if you guys watched them in warm-up, but when we were warming up, we were just really not getting any of our hits in.
Gotcha.
We hit him up top of the net.
Gotcha.
We were struggling in warm-ups. But
that
doesn't always mean everything, but it was a struggle from the get-go. And we got behind early in all three sets and just couldn't come back.
And just couldn't find a groove
find a groove.
Yeah, couldn't find a groove at all.
The only stats that we have tonight is the kill stats. And, again, you know, these are give or take. But we didn't have a whole lot to track tonight, so it should be pretty close. But Grace Guggenbiller had 1 kill. Marissa had 3. Whitley had 5. And Paige had 11 for the night. So
not much hitting corner.
No, we just couldn't get our hitters the ball.
Yeah. So we're out.
That's, So let's take another quick break. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Travis. I think the girls look like they kind of want to get on the bus, but we'll see how this all goes. We'll take a little bit of a break here, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back here at the barn where the Indians go down in three straight sets. And as was mentioned earlier, very early in the broadcast, the Rangers have not lost a set this entire season. And let me see if I can find my notes here. I'm not seeing the list of I believe they are 8-0 overall, 3-0 in the league, but they haven't lost a set. That's very good. We're a very good team, and they dominated, as Susie and Diana mentioned. We didn't string points together at all. We would shoot ourselves in the foot a little bit. So anyway, that's done. And what we have coming up tomorrow night, football at home versus Anna, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast and the NFHS video. Saturday, we have volleyball at Arcanum. It is a 1 p.m. JV start, and that will be Fort Recovery Radio. And next week on Monday, volleyball at South Adams, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Tuesday, we have volleyball at home against Marion Local. That will be a WPGW broadcast, and we'll simulcast it if Rob is ready to come back. If not, we'll take care of it. Thursday, volleyball at St. Henry. Again, WPGW is scheduled to do that one, and we'll simulcast. Friday, football at Versailles, and again, Fort Recovery Radio will be there. They have the NFHS video also, but it won't. I don't know if it'll be coordinated with the Tigers audio, but if you want, you can always try to get it coordinated with our audio. And then next Saturday, a week from Saturday, the Lady Indians go to Ottawa Glandorf, another one of those really tough teams that we play. We don't have an easy team on our schedule. Our schedule is full of monsters. And that'll be, as of now, that appears to be a 1 p.m. Originally, it was scheduled for 11 a.m. I believe that is a 1 p.m. Start, and that'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So we appreciate everybody tuning in, and we will catch everybody tomorrow night, football. Jeff and Joe, neither one will be there. It'll be Bubba and Feed doing the play-by-play for our Indians football game against Anna. So we'll see you tomorrow night.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.